Hello and welcome to UFO Mysteries at Nightfall, your portal to the unexplained. I'm your host, Henry Thornton. This evening we will hear about two chilling encounters, that of the Kenneth Arnold UFO sighting in 1947, and the second case this evening will be the mass UFO sightings in the Hudson Valley. And now, have you ever questioned the stories of unidentified flying objects? Well, dear listener, this evening, we dive into a moment that ignited the UFO phenomenon. A story that propelled flying saucers into our collective consciousness. Join us as we discover the first time that the phrase flying saucer was coined. So, as always, step into the unknown with UFO Mysteries at Nightfall, where mysteries unfold in the vast expanse above. Together, let's uncover the alien enigma. Case 9. Kenneth Arnold, UFO Sightings, June 24, 1947. Outside Mount Rainier, Washington, around 3 p.m. Kenneth A. Arnold was an American aviator and businessman. Born in Sebeka, Minnesota, Arnold developed a passion for flying from a young age and went on to become a skilled pilot and entrepreneur. Arnold served as a fire control salesman and had founded his own fire control and search and rescue equipment company. Throughout his life, Kenneth Arnold remained an active pilot and continued to be involved in various business pursuits. Now let us transport ourselves back to mid-1940s America. The country has an air of cautious optimism to it. Although World War II was over and life was slowly getting back to normal, the threat of the Cold War beginning was looming large. Despite that fact, though, the world kept moving forward, and technological advances were being made constantly. One particular field that enjoyed continual advances was the aviation industry, so much so that reports of mysterious aerial phenomena began to circulate, capturing the attention of a society eager to explore the uncharted territories of both science and the cosmos. June 24, 1947 was a day just like any other. The sun was hanging high in the sky as Kenneth, a seasoned pilot, navigated his small aeroplane through the clear skies over Mount Rainier, Washington. The hum of the engine is the only sound that can be heard when suddenly, the tranquil scene is shattered by a blinding flash of light. Kenneth squints against the glare. Arnold wonders what the hell is that. He scans the sky, searching for the source of the disturbance. His eyes widen as he spots nine unusual objects, gleaming in the sunlight, flying in a tight formation. Kenneth Arnold is completely flabbergasted. He cannot believe what he is witnessing. The objects move with an otherworldly grace, darting and weaving in ways that defy the laws of physics. Arnold has never seen anything like this in his life. After staring out of the window in amazement for a few moments, Arnold suddenly snapped back to life and fumbled for his camera. His hands are shaking as he realizes he must get a photo of this. Arnold struggled to keep control of his plane and take a photograph, as the objects he was trying to capture were moving too fast for him. The small, crescent-shaped crafts banked and turned with the kind of agility that would challenge the limits of human aviation. The strange crafts began to cast elongated shadows on the mountainous terrain below, creating an eerie spectacle against the backdrop of nature. The air is now charged with a mix of awe and trepidation as Kenneth was struck by the bizarre nature of the objects, and so he tracked their trajectory for about 2 minutes, witnessing their erratic maneuvers. This encounter left him both fascinated and bewildered, prompting him to share his account with authorities and the media. Little did he know that his testimony would become a linchpin in the emergence of UFO mythology. Arnold reported witnessing a formation of nine peculiar, saucer-shaped objects moving at an incredible speed, describing their motion as like a saucer if you skip it across water. He estimated their speed at an astonishing 1,700 miles per hour. A velocity unheard of in the aeronautical standards of the time. Arnold had no idea whatsoever that his seemingly innocuous choice of words to describe the objects that he saw would go on to define an entire era of UFO sightings. The media, hungry for sensational stories, seized upon this phrase, and the public imagination was captivated. Flying saucers became the catchphrase of a cultural phenomenon, sparking widespread interest and speculation. The term quickly entered the vernacular, forever altering how the world perceived unidentified flying objects. As the news of Arnold's encounter spread, it caught the attention of both government authorities and the media. The U.S. military, in particular, was prompted to investigate the incident, as the idea of unidentified objects maneuvering at incredible speeds over American airspace raised concerns about potential security threats. The Air Force initiated Project Sign, the first official UFO investigation team, which later evolved into Project Blue Book. While government agencies and the media were grappling with the implications of Arnold's sighting, the public response was equally profound. The news of a respected pilot's encounter with mysterious flying objects charged public fascination and, in some cases, anxiety. Reports of similar sightings began to emerge from various parts of the country as individuals came forward with their own tales of unexplained aerial phenomena. UFO communities engaged in discussions about the possibility of aliens visiting Earth, and the zeitgeist was shaped by a blend of wonder, skepticism, and a thirst for answers. As the investigation into Kenneth Arnold's UFO sighting unfolded, one avenue of inquiry led towards the possibility of military involvement. Could the objects observed by Arnold be secret military aircraft or experimental technologies? Could the U.S. government be conducting clandestine tests that might explain the unprecedented speeds and maneuvers reported by Arnold? Another lens through which to view Kenneth Arnold's UFO sighting is the realm of natural phenomena. Atmospheric conditions, optical illusions, or meteorological anomalies may hold the key to unraveling the mystery. Could mundane elements of nature have conspired to create the illusion of unconventional aerial movements? How can we decipher whether earthly explanations might account for the seemingly otherworldly nature of the objects observed by Kenneth Arnold? As speculation swirled and the quest for explanations intensified, the possibility of extraterrestrial involvement emerged as a tantalizing hypothesis. Arnold's account, coupled with a growing number of similar sightings, created the notion that these objects could be of alien origin. The echoes of Kenneth Arnold's sighting resonate far beyond the skies of Washington State. The public's fascination with flying saucers reached new heights, spawning a wave of UFO sightings and reports. Arnold's account became a touchstone for believers and enthusiasts, shaping the narrative around extraterrestrial encounters. The UFO phenomenon is not without its conspiracies and alternative explanations. As we attempt to separate fact from fiction, we navigate the labyrinth of conspiracy theories to understand how these narratives have contributed to the complex legacy of the UFO phenomenon. Following the 1947 UFO sighting that catapulted Arnold to instant fame, his life took a surreal turn. The influx of attention was overwhelming, with Arnold's daughter recalling a staggering 10,000 letters and constant phone calls pouring in. Raymond A. Palmer, the editor of the fringe sci-fi magazine Amazing Stories, reached out to Arnold. Raymond Palmer was very intrigued by a peculiar tale involving two harbormen in Tacoma who claimed to possess fragments of a flying saucer, and he enlisted Arnold to investigate. To fund this investigation, Palmer sent $200, which would be the equivalent of roughly $3,000 in today's money. On July 29th, Arnold interviewed one of the harbormen, who described an astonishing event. According to the man, the object released thousands of fragments made of a lightweight metal. These materials, resembling white lava rocks, rained down, causing havoc, breaking a worker's arm and even claiming the life of a dog. Arnold also interviewed Fred Crisman, an associate of the harborman, who asserted recovering debris from Maury Island. Crisman displayed white metal debris, but Arnold perceived it as mundane and inconsistent with the harborman's account. Contacting the Air Force, Arnold initiated an official investigation. Two officers arrived, conducted interviews, collected fragments, and departed for California in a B-25 Mitchell. Tragically, the officers died in a crash outside Kelso, Washington on August 1st. In 1956, Air Force officer Edward J. Ruppelt labeled the Maury Island incident a hoax, dubbing it one of the dirtiest hoaxes in UFO history. Ruppelt noted that the government considered prosecuting the men, but ultimately deemed the hoax a harmless joke that had gone awry, leading to the loss of two lives and a B-25. Despite the controversy, Arnold remained involved in the UFO scene, investigating claims of other witnesses, including the early contactee Samuel Eaton Thompson. In collaboration with science fiction editor Ray Palmer, Arnold penned an article titled "I Did See the Flying Discs" in 1948, followed by a self-published booklet in 1950 titled "The Flying Saucer as I Saw It." He also authored works such as "Are Space Visitors Here?" and Phantom Lights in Nevada. In a 1950 interview with Edward R. Murrow, Arnold claimed three additional sightings of nine spacecraft since June 1947. However, by 1951, Cosmopolitan magazine accused him of sparking a chain reaction of mass hypnotism and fraud in an article titled The Disgraceful Flying Saucer Hoax. In 1952, Arnold and Palmer collaborated on The Coming of the Saucers. Over time, Arnold reported seven more sightings, one of which involved a transparent saucer resembling a jellyfish. In 1962, Kenneth Arnold made a foray into politics, revealing his intention to run for the position of governor of Idaho, securing the Republican nomination for the 1962 Idaho lieutenant gubernatorial election. Arnold embarked on a political journey. However, despite his efforts, he faced defeat in the general election, losing to the incumbent Democrat W.E. Drevlow. Undeterred by his setback, Arnold continued to be politically active. In the 1964 presidential campaign, he fervently supported the Republican nominee, Barry Goldwater. Arnold took to the skies in a plane adorned with the distinctive Goldwater 64 slogan, showcasing his dedication to the cause. Despite his earlier political defeat, Arnold remained engaged in public affairs, using his influence to advocate for his chosen candidates and causes. In 1977, Kenneth Arnold was a featured guest at a convention organized by Fate magazine, commemorating the 30th anniversary of the inception of the modern UFO age. His participation added a unique and first-hand perspective to the event, reflecting on the three decades that had passed since his own pivotal UFO sightings and the subsequent surge in public interest in unidentified flying objects. Then, in 1984, at the age of 68, Kenneth Arnold succumbed to colon cancer. His life came to an end at Overlake Hospital in Bellevue, Washington, marking the conclusion of a journey that had spanned from the skies to the heart of UFO lore. Arnold's passing left behind a legacy, not only as a witness to unexplained phenomena, but also as a key figure in shaping the early narratives surrounding UFOs. Case 10, Hudson Valley UFO Sightings, March 1983 to June 1984. The Hudson Valley is a picturesque region in the northeastern United States, known for its stunning landscapes, historical significance, and cultural richness. Situated between the Catskill Mountains and the Hudson River, the Hudson Valley stretches from the northern tip of Manhattan to Albany. The region encompasses a diverse range of topography, including rolling hills, lush valleys, and the majestic Hudson River that flows south to north. Renowned for its scenic beauty, the Hudson Valley boasts charming countryside, vineyards, orchards, and bucolic small towns. The landscape is dotted with historic estates, farmsteads, and charming villages, creating a captivating setting that has inspired artists and writers for generations. The Hudson Valley is steeped in history and cultural heritage. It played a pivotal role in the American Revolution, with historic sites like West Point Military Academy and Washington's headquarters in Newburgh. The region is also home to the former estates of notable figures, such as Franklin D. Roosevelt and the Vanderbilts. Artistic and cultural institutions thrive in the Hudson Valley. The area has a vibrant art scene with numerous galleries, theaters, and music venues. The town of Woodstock, known for the famous 1969 music festival, remains an iconic symbol of the region's cultural legacy. Outdoor enthusiasts are drawn to the Hudson Valley for its recreational opportunities. Hiking trails wind through the Catskills and the Hudson Highlands, offering breathtaking views. The river itself provides opportunities for kayaking, sailing, and scenic cruises. The valley is also celebrated for its farm-to-table culinary scene. Local farms produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and artisanal products, contributing to a robust culinary culture. The region is also known for its wineries, craft breweries, and distilleries. Quaint towns and villages add to the charm of the Hudson Valley. Places like Rhinebeck, Cold Spring, and Beacon boast historic architecture, boutique shops, and a sense of community. The area attracts both residents seeking a tranquil lifestyle and visitors looking for a peaceful retreat. The Hudson Valley undergoes stunning transformations with each season. Spring blooms with blossoms, summer brings lush greenery, fall dazzles with vibrant foliage, and winter casts a serene blanket of snow over the landscapes. In essence, the Hudson Valley is a captivating blend of natural beauty, cultural richness, and historical significance, making it a beloved and timeless destination in the state of New York. Now the time has come for us to transport ourselves to the mid-1980s, a time when the tranquil nights of the Hudson Valley were interrupted by an extraordinary series of events, mysterious sightings that would come to define an era in UFO lore. On June 14, 1984, the first major sighting took place, and the location was Yorktown Heights, New York, where hundreds of witnesses reported seeing a massive triangular object with bright lights moving silently across the night sky. The object's size was estimated to be several football fields in length. Then on July 24, 1984, a repeat performance was had. This time the location was Kent, New York. Descriptions were similar to the previous sighting. Witnesses reported a large, silent, triangular object with bright lights. The craft moved slowly and methodically, captivating onlookers. On the same day in Brewster, New York, multiple police officers reported seeing a V-shaped formation of lights moving silently across the sky. The officers provided sketches that closely resembled the descriptions given by civilians in earlier sightings. And then on November 17, 1986, in Ossining, New York, a wave of sightings occurred, with witnesses reporting a massive boomerang-shaped craft with bright lights. The object were seen hovering and performing intricate maneuvers. This incident added further weight to the ongoing reports in the region. Later on March 24, 1989, once again in Brewster, New York, a triangular-shaped craft, similar to the famous UFO sightings in Belgium in 1989, were reported. Witnesses observed a large silent object with bright lights, further fueling speculation about the nature of these mysterious craft. Witnesses consistently reported similar patterns of lights and movements in the night sky. The craft were described as silent, massive, and capable of hovering or moving in a controlled manner. These recurring themes created a sense of consistency in the reports. These sightings prompted investigations by local law enforcement, the Federal Aviation Administration, and prominent UFO researchers. The witnesses included not only civilians, but also trained observers such as police officers, lending credibility to the accounts. The Hudson Valley UFO sightings of the 1980s remain an enduring mystery, and the consistent patterns observed during this wave have continued to captivate the interest of UFO enthusiasts and researchers alike. As the night sky transformed into a canvas for the unknown, witnesses described a recurring and mesmerizing pattern: massive triangular or boomerang-shaped craft silently gliding through the air. These weren't fleeting lights or distant specks, these were colossal objects defying the laws of physics, casting an otherworldly glow across the Hudson Valley skies. The eyewitness accounts paint a vivid picture. Residents, often going about their nightly routines, found themselves face to face with these enigmatic crafts. Some described a surreal dance of lights, while others marveled at the sheer scale of these unidentified flying objects. The sightings were not isolated incidents, but rather part of a collective experience that unfolded over the course of months. There was an undeniable sense that something beyond our understanding was unfolding in the Hudson Valley at night. Local law enforcement, faced with a surge in reports from bewildered citizens, had to grapple with an unprecedented challenge. How does one investigate sightings of massive triangular or boomerang-shaped craft that seemingly defy the laws of aviation? The response was a blend of curiosity, caution, and a commitment to public safety. Government agencies, such as the Federal Aviation Administration, also became integral players in the unfolding drama. The sheer scale and consistency of the sightings prompted official inquiries into the nature of these unidentified objects. What did radar data reveal? Were there any logical explanations for the patterns observed in the night sky? Were aliens about to make contact with the human race, just waiting for the right moment? Or were they just waiting for the right moment to start a war with us and destroy the human race and use our planet only for resources? These were scary, uncertain times, and these were questions that demanded answers. Imagine living in the Hudson Valley in the 1980s. Picture the scene: a quiet night in a Hudson Valley town, stars twinkling above, when suddenly the ordinary becomes the extraordinary, and your quiet evening will change your life forever. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a warm golden glow over the picturesque landscape of your hometown, a sense of tranquility envelops you. Your neighbors stroll through the quaint streets, and the murmur of evening activities fills the air. Suddenly, a hushed gasp spread through the crowd, as all eyes turned toward the sky. Hovering low above the town, a colossal mothership, its triangular shape dominating the night sky, it silently pierces the serene atmosphere. The sheer enormity of the UFO creates an otherworldly spectacle, casting an eerie glow that dances off the houses below. The air becomes heavy with a palpable tension as the onlookers grappled with a mixture of awe and fear. For the witness standing in the midst of this surreal scene, a cascade of emotions would flood their senses. The sheer scale of the alien craft would invoke a profound sense of insignificance, a humbling realization that humanity was not alone in the vastness of the cosmos. Questions about the purpose of their existence on Earth would echo through their mind, the very fabric of their understanding of reality unraveling before their eyes. Fear, too, would take hold, a primal instinct triggered by the unknown. Thoughts of the extraterrestrial visitors' intentions would linger, fueled by the uncertainty of whether this encounter heralded salvation or impending doom. Would they bring benevolent wisdom or unleash catastrophic chaos upon the human race? You would think of your family, your friends, your planet, and how amazing Earth is and enjoyable life is, and you wouldn't want it to end by being killed by evil aliens. So you would want to run and hide as fast as you could. But would it be any use against advanced aliens? And as the mothership hovers ominously, you might find yourself contemplating the meaning of life, grappling with existential questions that transcended the boundaries of their everyday concerns. The cosmic presence above would force a re-evaluation of priorities, pushing you to consider the fragility of human existence and the profound mysteries that lay beyond the confines of their familiar world. In this moment, the convergence of fear, awe, and existential reflection would create a symphony of emotions, painting a vivid tableau of a life forever altered by the encounter with the unknown. The stage would be set for a narrative that blurred the lines between science fiction and reality, leaving you forever changed by the haunting silhouette of the alien spacecraft against the night sky, as you wonder what happens next. What if they beamed us on board the mothership and took us to their home planet? Imagine it, traveling through space at an unfathomable speed and arriving at the alien planet, named Xylophia. In what ways would it be different from planet Earth? Would they have jobs, cinemas, bowling alleys? As the spacecraft approaches its destination, the otherworldly glow of Xylophia appears on the horizon. The crystal formations and bioluminescent landscape come into view, and you feel a sense of awe and wonder at the beauty of this alien world. The spacecraft descends gracefully, landing softly on the moss-covered ground, and the hatch opens, inviting you to step out onto the surreal terrain of Xylophia. Take a deep breath, for you have arrived on a planet unlike any other. The air is filled with a sweet floral scent, and the landscape is a symphony of colors. The adventure has just begun, and the mysteries of Xylophia await your exploration. As you step out of the spacecraft onto the surface of Xylophia, the first thing that captures your senses is the vibrant and surreal landscape. The ground beneath your feet is covered in a soft, luminescent moss that emits a gentle glow, casting a mystical ambiance all around. The air is filled with the sweet fragrance of exotic flowers, creating a delightful scent that lingers in your senses. The crystal formations that dot the horizon reflect the light from the multiple moons, creating an ethereal glow that bathes the entire scene in a soft, ever-changing palette of colors. The landscape is a living canvas with bioluminescent plants pulsating in harmony with the natural rhythm of the planet. Towering spires of crystal rise majestically, refracting the ambient light into dazzling patterns that dance across the ground. The crystal formations seem to hum with energy, resonating with the very essence of Xylophia. The entire scenery is like a dream, a symphony of colors and lights that paint the world in a way that defies earthly imagination. The sky above is a perpetual twilight, with celestial bodies casting their reflections on the crystalline surface below. The gentle rhythmic rainfall, not water but a shimmering liquid, adds to the enchantment, nourishing the alien flora and creating small, mesmerizing ripples on the ground. As you drink in the breathtaking surroundings, you notice the native animals of Xylophia, the Luminara birds gracefully soaring through the air, the crystalline symbiotes moving in a harmonious dance with the plant life, and the aquaflora swimmers gliding elegantly through crystal-clear bodies of water. This is your first glimpse of Xylophia, a world that seems like a living, breathing work of art. The sheer beauty and harmony of the alien landscape make it clear that you have entered a realm unlike anything you've ever experienced before. The adventure on this mesmerizing planet has just begun, and every step promises new wonders and discoveries. The Xylophians are humanoid in shape, but have iridescent, semi-transparent skin that changes color based on their emotions. They communicate through a combination of telepathy and intricate hand gestures. Their eyes are large and expressive, reflecting a deep understanding of the cosmos. Xylophia is a harmonious society where decisions are made collectively through a telepathic consensus. There are no formal leaders, but wise elders guide the community with their accumulated knowledge and experiences. Xylophian vehicles defy earthly expectations. They resemble levitating orbs of light, propelled by the energy harnessed from the planet's natural resources. These orbs can navigate through the air with grace and precision. Xylophians engage in various creative pursuits. They are artists, poets, and scientists, dedicated to understanding the mysteries of the universe. Their homes are grown from living crystal structures, each uniquely shaped and adapted to the individual's preferences. These homes are interconnected, fostering a strong sense of community. Xylophians form deep emotional connections and express their love through shared experiences. While they don't have a formal concept of marriage, they have lifelong partnerships that are celebrated through communal rituals. These unions are based on mutual respect and a shared journey of personal and spiritual growth. Xylophians engage in energy-based sports that involve manipulating the natural forces of their planet. Imagine a game where players use telekinetic abilities to maneuver a glowing orb through a series of floating rings, creating a breathtaking display of lights and colors. The range of animal life on Xylophia is diverse and mesmerizing. The planet is home to a variety of creatures that have adapted to the unique environment. Luminara birds. These avian creatures have wings adorned with bioluminescent feathers that shimmer in various hues. They navigate the skies by harnessing the energy from Xylophia's ambient light, creating mesmerizing aerial displays during their graceful flights. Crystalline symbiotes. Ground-dwelling creatures resembling crystalline centipedes with luminescent segments. They form symbiotic relationships with the plant life, assisting in pollination and dispersing seeds as they move across the landscape. Aquaflora swimmers, water-dwelling organisms with translucent bodies that absorb and refract light. These aquatic beings move in groups, creating ever-changing patterns of light as they explore the vibrant underwater landscapes of Xylophia's crystal-clear lakes and rivers. Harmonic whirlers. Large floating beings resembling jellyfish but with tentacles that emit harmonic frequencies when touched. These gentle creatures create a soothing symphony of sound as they move through the air, contributing to the overall auditory ambiance of Xylophia. As we explore this alien paradise, it becomes clear that Xylophia is not just a planet, it's a testament to the boundless creativity of the cosmos. It challenges our understanding of what is possible, inviting us to dream beyond the confines of our terrestrial perspective. In this extraterrestrial oasis, the extraordinary becomes the norm, and the ordinary becomes a distant memory. Xylophia stands as a beacon of imagination, a testament to the infinite possibilities that await us among the stars. But now back to reality. The heart of the Hudson Valley UFO enigma lies in the accounts of those who, during the late 1980s, became unexpected witnesses to a UFO spectacle that defied explanation. Witnesses from all walks of life emerged with tales that captured the essence of the unexplained. It becomes evident that the sightings were not fleeting glimpses or distant lights, but rather up-close and personal encounters that etched themselves into the memories of those who experienced them. The emotional impact must have been profound. For some, the Hudson Valley sightings were a catalyst for a lifelong interest in the unknown, a moment that sparked a curiosity about our place in the cosmos. Others grappled with a sense of vulnerability, their worldview forever altered by an encounter that challenged the boundaries of the known. The anomalies within these testimonies add layers of complexity to the Hudson Valley UFO enigma. A spectrum of different theories have emerged. Some propose conventional explanations, delving into the possibility of classified military aircraft or experimental technology being tested in the region. The strategic proximity of military installations has led some researchers to explore the notion that what witnesses observed may have been top-secret government projects. On the other end of the spectrum are theories that venture into the realms of the unexplained and speculative. Alien hypotheses are not uncommon, with some researchers positing that the Hudson Valley sightings may be indicative of visitations from advanced civilizations beyond our planet. The consistency in the shapes and patterns of movement observed has fueled speculation about the potential intelligent guidance behind these aerial phenomena. If one thing is clear about the Hudson Valley UFO puzzle, it is that it is not one which is easily solved. There are so many varying theories within the UFO research community that it seems unlikely there will ever be a general consensus on what happened here in the late 1980s. The events which unfolded in the valley have clearly left their mark on the local community and on the wider UFO research community as well. Lingering questions and unresolved aspects beckon further exploration and investigation. What were the true origins of the unidentified craft? Do we have the full picture of the technological marvels witnessed in the night skies? The Hudson Valley UFO remains an open book, inviting future generations to turn its pages in search of answers. Stay tuned for more UFO stories that promise to unravel more enigmatic tales from the vast realm of the unexplained. And until then, as always, keep looking up to the skies and never stop searching for the truth.